This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Time at 7 after the hour for the Good Day American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on what's going on with the family farms, with the farm businesses run by many of these great families, great American families, and the locavore movement, which is aimed at finding, especially this time of year, the best local produce, the best local food. And this is a focus all year round of many, many people. Tens of thousands, if not millions of Americans are into this scene looking for the best because they understand how important it is for them and their families to have the best possible food. The debate between local and organic, that's a subject matter that gets a lot of attention. I think at this time of year when there are farmers markets, there is a focus and a confusion, actually. Local and organic are not the same. Salads, for example, are made by people, pretty much it's a bill of fare for the summertime, although I have salads all year long. I'm betting that you do as well. Seems like the farmers markets that are all over the place, people go there because they expect that they're going to have a chance to get stuff that's local for their salad, or maybe they're looking for meat or something fresh in the produce, the corn, the tomatoes, the onions, whatever it is. There are 8,600 farmers markets in America. Did you know that? These are registered farmers markets. There are probably that many more that take place on farms. For example, I had a farmers market on my dairy farm. I didn't ask for any permission. I just said on Sunday, show up, we'll have a farmers market and get people who are doing produce from all around the area to come in. People meet the farmers. That's what's cool. If it's a real genuine, if it's a real deal, then you get to meet the farmers. You, as the farmer, strut your stuff. It's really very good to see people who will appreciate your food. There's a lot of, I think, fun to it. I found it to be a very festive atmosphere when I've been involved in any of them. But you can be confused by what's on the market menu, if you will, because there's a lot of hype about local and what it really means. Should you care about what is local, what is organic, what is natural? Local, first off, is definitely not synonymous with organic. No, 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 no. You have to be certified by the USDA, and frankly, they've ruined, in my mind, the value of organic. Although, you know, the government gets involved in everything and lots of paperwork and lots of process, and then you got to be approved. And so when you buy certified organic produce, you know the growers have followed best practices for the most part. The smaller growers have, not the big growers who have been the reason for the term organic to fall away, in my opinion, anyway. Not every farmer at your local market bothers with the formalities of certification, and there isn't any need to in some reason. I don't think all food needs to be. In my own experience, my own opinion is that all foods don't have to be organic. The process is, it's gooey like lots of other government processes. They follow some of the guidelines. Organic people, the natural people, again, trying to separate the two. I've seen some farmers who posted signs saying, as organic as I can be. I was that way with my dairy farm. I didn't get certified, but I didn't use any commercial fertilizers. I never use Monsanto products. I just stay away from them. And they use organic materials, mostly cow manure and that sort of thing, chicken manure, to fertilize the fields. I don't feed grain to the cows, commercial grains. that sort of thing, and their pasture fed. Does that mean natural, or does it mean organic? You're saying to me, hey, I do that. I'm not organic. Yeah, you aren't organic, but the milk or whatever it is that you're growing, I guarantee is just as good as anything that's labeled organic. But yet you can't get, for example, the value of the milk that comes from an organic dairy farm is twice that at the wholesale level and at the retail level as regular milk that has to be processed. You do have to process the milk from an organic farm, but it's not the same. So I love this. The sign says, as organic as I can be, or following organic practices. See, that's to let you know that they're maybe not going to apply because it's expensive to apply for the organic label, but I'm doing as well as I can, and you should respect me and pay the same prices. And I think that's legitimate, frankly, in some circumstances. As an aside, most of the farmers I know don't get paid enough. They don't get paid what it costs them, plus a reasonable return to make a living for them and their families, because you don't expect to pay a lot of money. You expect cheap food. Those of you who go to the grocery store or wherever you go to buy your product, you want cheap food. And you know what? That's what you're going to get. If the Trans-Pacific Partnership passes, like the president last week signed that bill, the DARC Act, which is basically a sham when it comes to labeling things. You've heard that story 100 times here and elsewhere. So now the same thing happens as it relates to, that was the organic bill, labels bill. All of these things have confused the public. And the public is confused about the organic label. There are many advantages to buying what's grown in your area local. On average, produce travels about 1,500 miles from the farm to the store, especially if you're in a city, Chicago, New York, Washington. Most of the stuff that's picked is unripe. It ripens in the truck. You've seen, so the vine-ripened stuff that you see on fruit sometimes, most often, that means it's much better, I believe, because when you put products into a truck and run it across the country, it loses its sugar, it loses its value. Because it gets, oh, you tasted 2 or 3 day old corn. Ugh, it's terrible. It has no value. Or a tomato. Or anything that's had a chance. Even if it's chilled, it isn't the same. The produce of the farmer's market is most often picked ripe and sold on the day or the next day. So that's a significant difference between local and organic. Understanding organic can come from anywhere, local can't. Food for thought, pardon the pun, as we talk about local versus organic and some other things that are going on your farm in review here on the American Family Farmer at 14 past the hour.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I am more worried than ever before about the push by some leaders to silence the speech of those with whom they disagree. It's a trend that frightens me. Even in a presidential campaign, which should produce discussion and debate on major issues, one prominent organization is actually called for the arrest of a major candidate because its leaders disagree with his political views. Ironically, the same organization recently called for neutrality on the Internet to protect free speech. They should look through the lens of liberty and remember that in America, the people have a right to consider all opinions. And if we disagree with some candidates, we defeat them in fair elections, not throw them in jail.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's 18 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer, the focus on local versus organic. How is your produce sold? Whatever it is, whether you're doing a truck farm or whether you're doing a milk or dairy business, the people from the West Coast are selling on the East Coast. That doesn't mean local. I got a kick out of, I'm not a big fan of the Suiza dairy enterprise. And Suiza, which is basically the owner of Dean Foods, the family owns Dean Foods, they are the largest milk processors by far. They control about 75% of the fluid milk supply in the country. And their trucks, they say all over their trucks that deliver the product to the stores, here in New England it's Gorelick that they own, and they process it down in Franklin, Massachusetts. Trucks come in from all over New England and New York State to be processed here, going into the pool, the milk pool. And there's not, I mean, how can you say that milk that comes from Oneida or any place in upstate New York is local? It's not local. That's just a blatant lie. But they get away with it for whatever the reason. They bought up some organic companies, and they're trying to convince people that they know how to do organic milk, which is a lot of bunkum. The thing that I wonder about, when you take the local angle here, when you take the food out of the local area, no matter what it is, produce, milk, meat, it has a time, the nutrients have a time to break down. And that's what happens. The travel breaks down the value of the nutrition. And so that's why, in my mind, local has more value than does organic. Because organic has been, you can ship stuff from the West Coast to the East Coast that is supposedly organic and doesn't have any value at all. Food value, it may be. It's pure. That's cool. But it doesn't have the value. And the farmers markets, I was talking about them as we get started here in this corner of the program. Sometimes they're strict about people selling only what they've grown. I know the farmers market that I have in my community, you can only sell what you grow. That's it. There are other farmers markets, a lot of them in California, that have people that are growers, and then they haul stuff in from other parts of the state or elsewhere to make it look and feel like a local farmers market, but it's not. But most people aren't sophisticated enough to ask, and that's what I would suggest to you. Talk to the people who are selling the food. Ask them where their farm is. How do they grow their food? And they did they grow it themselves? Are they buying it someplace in the market? There are tip-offs, like being a produce being sold way out of season. 21 past the hour, we're going to talk about a family that saved the farm. A few moments here, American Family Farmer.
Yeah.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The American Family Farmer at 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a story now of a farm and a farm family that in the suburban Philadelphia area is synonymous with friendly, the family farm. This was I saw this in the Philadelphia Inquirer over the weekend, the story of Freddie Seipt and his brother Vernon and their family farm in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, that they have worked hard to save. They have had developers like I've had. For those of you, let me introduce Vernon to your first brother, Vernon. Hi, Vernon. Welcome to the American Family Farmer, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Nice to have you on.
It's nice to be with you. I'm actually Fred's oldest son, not his brother.
Oh, are you?
So, yep.
Oh, okay. All right. That's the son. Okay, got that. Thank you.
That's all right.
I have a dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. I'm a broadcaster, but I'm also a dairy farmer, and I understand what you've gone through because I've been doing the same thing. I'm in the process of trying to sell the development rights for my farm
right. So
that I may do some of the same things that you have done, that so many other farmers, some successfully have tried to do what you've done, others have not. So let's go back, if we can, Vernon, to when your father, Fred, was offered a lot of money from developers to sell the farm. What do you remember about that? You were much younger then, but I'm sure there was a discussion around the family table as
right.
to what was going on.
Well, there certainly was, and actually the whole genesis of our farming operation goes back even before those big money offers and the miniature golf and family entertainment. But in brief, I guess, let me just explain. Back in the early 70s, Mom and Dad took what was then, I think, a big step as well and decided to retail our dairy products, our milk, and we didn't make ice cream at the time, but mm-hmm. directly to the public, and so we opened our own retail store here on the farm. And as myself and my brothers then came home from college some 20 years later, and started getting involved, well, 15 and 20 years later, started getting involved. The farm needed to grow to support the additional families that were involved, and we needed the families involved for labor and all those things.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And push came to shove, and then some of the developers started whispering in our ear, and really selling the farm was not something any one of us wanted to even consider. This, our roots are here, our church is here, our family for a couple generations is here, and It was just not even an option, I guess, so to speak.
So you decided, the family decided to keep farming. I am like you. The price of milk in the pool, and most people listening to this program, other than the users of the product, understand the pool is what the government has set up to supposedly pay a fair price for milk, which is a joke, as we all know.
Right.
So I decided to sell milk and cheese and ice cream on my farm, same as you did.
Right.
I sold raw. Yeah, well, it was a great idea. I'm in a suburban area where there is, even though the place isn't out on the main drag, a lot of people would come once they heard what was going on.
Right.
And it's, I don't know where your place is. How far are you actually from Philadelphia itself?
Well, we're located about 25 miles from downtown Center City, Philadelphia, but we're really in a very well-developed suburban area.
Yeah.
And we weren't quite as well-developed or as thoroughly built out, I guess, when we started some of these enterprises, but it has come with time for sure.
Sure. Yeah.
And and right now, I mean, as we speak, we are very developed. Our road in front of us has somewhere between 30 and 40,000 cars, commuters going past every day. And
wow.
We almost wish we could direct every one of them into cone of ice cream.
I see your farm sign here, which is kind of a cool thing. We have to pause for a few minutes. News and that sort of thing from local stations. It will continue the story of Freddie Hill Farm. Freddie Hill, FreddyHill.com. Story of Freddie Seibman, his son Vernon, and others in the family that have saved the farm.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer with a top story of the day, in my estimation. Great story about a family that's working together to save their big asset, their farm in suburban Philadelphia. The Seipt family, S-E-I-P-T. Fred's the father, Vernon, one of the sons. They've saved this great farm in an area where they could have, as could I and many of you, sell the land for it to be developed. I'm trying to save my farm, Vernon, and I was talking about the development rights. I know that's been done in certain areas of Pennsylvania. It's been very successful, farm selling development rights to
commercial. Yeah, that's true. There's quite a bit of that, even here in Montgomery County. But in some ways, we didn't really think we wanted to go in on that particular program.
So what have you done? Explain to people. You sound like a very optimistic guy to me. We've not met. I love every once in a while I get in my car and I decide I think I want to drive. I want to do a tour of farms. Sometime maybe I'll just bop into your place and see what goes on. And I think a lot of people who are looking for ideas, this program is aimed at presenting problems, and we all have them, those of us who want to survive as farmers. We want to have the government be more supportive than it is, or get the hell out of the way all the altogether.
I understand.
And
I do.
Yeah, and then you know we've got assets. You have land, so take us into the article in the Philadelphia Inquirer said that your father bet the farm and he won. So 25 years ago, you started with Freddie. It's called the Family Fun Center. Yes, Freddie's Family Fun Center.
Right.
Describe how big your farm is, if you will, and what was going on then, and what's going on now.
All right. Well, the home farm is about 100 acres, and then we have an adjoining farm that actually was where my father grew up. And so that's another 35 acres. So that's the total acreage that we have. Now, we do farm additional acreage that we rent around the area. But we travel, you know, anywhere up to 7 or 8 miles for some of that ground. And most of the parcels are small, and it's a little little cumbersome. But
yeah.
We just celebrated our 25th anniversary with the Fun Center. This couple weeks ago was the anniversary date. And previous to that, I mean, as I I think I described a little bit before. We three boys, myself, my brother, second brother Matt, and my youngest brother Bill, we're all three partners in this operation now. And we were kind of staggering our way back from college, not staggering in the literal sense,
right.
But over time we were coming back one at a time and trying to get re-involved. We all wanted to be part of the farm operation. And I mean, we had already established the dairy store at that point, and we had a little bit of an ice cream business, although we were not making our own ice cream at the time, and that was pretty much of a trend at that time in the late 60s and early to mid 70s. There were a lot of jug stores around the state of Pennsylvania, and we had special pricing advantages because of that situation, and that made it beneficial for us to go into retail, so to speak.
You said jug prices.
Well, what's been called the jugger, a milk jugger, is a producer retailer. Somebody, and the rules were established that if you were making the milk on your farm and you had a retail store on your same property, you were allowed to undersell the state minimum price. And at that time, that was beneficial. We could actually undersell the state minimum price and still do reasonably well selling milk directly to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, the retail price has not grown to keep up with the minimum state price has not grown to keep up with the costs and expenses. So that margin got thinner and thinner and thinner. And so juggers, as they were known and were quite popular. I mean, there were over 300 juggers in the state of Pennsylvania back in the 70s. Most of them have gone by the wayside because the benefits are not there,
right?
In the price of milk, so to speak. So they've either gone by the wayside or they have done things like we have and expanded into the entertainment side of the business. And after the boys got home from college, we did, and still do, and it's quite successful, a fall fest. Freddy's Fall Fest, we called. It's an October festival on the weekends. School tours during the week, and then we have like a carnival atmosphere with hay rides to the pumpkin patch and all that. But even with that, the golf center idea and the family entertainment idea seem to have potential. It was kind of scary at the time. We were talking about a lot of money in the form of a loan to develop this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The golf courses are fairly elaborate. They're similar to what now they're more common now.
May I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Could you explain how your father and or you three brothers got the bank to say yes? Because this, when you were applying for this, it wasn't exactly a great time for people to be borrowing money. It wasn't easy to borrow money, so I'm wondering.
That's correct, but do you know what the key to it was? The real estate.
Yeah, okay.
We had the collateral in real estate, and frankly, the banker liked the idea, which always helps, you know.
Yes.
When they think your idea has potential, that's certainly a plus. Having the real estate as collateral was really the key, and that made the loan situation very simple. But
mm-hmm.
for us, looking at it from the other side of the table, having to pay this thing back,
right?
In our minds, what was a kind of an unsure, a potentially very successful, but an unsure venture. It was a little scary. We were just out of school, and those were big dollars we were talking about. And you know, Dad had confidence about it, and that certainly helped us to go along. But it was nerve-wracking in the beginning.
Sounds like it. How has it been, your father influenced you, obviously, a great deal because you came back home.
Sure.
How much of an influence is he still? It's called Freddy's Family Farm and Family Fun Center.
Right.
How much, versus the three brothers, is he involved?
Well, not quite as much anymore. I mean, we have actually transferred all the business entities over to the three boys in the partnership, and we have, you know, various organizations with that and all the legal stuff that goes with that. But Dad's actually helping me this morning make ice cream. My one brother Bill's on vacation this week, which we get to do once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm filling him in for him making ice cream, and Dad is helping as well. So he's still certainly active on a daily basis. He runs a lot of errands for us, and We try to listen to his input, but he doesn't think we listen enough. But you know. And he's actually listening on the other line.
Good for him.
He's hearing everything I say. So.
Now, Fred, congratulations. You did a good job with your sons. So how much, what do you have for animals? How much milk are you making a day?
Well, actually, about 5 years ago, we actually sold the dairy cows.
Oh, did you?
And that was a hard decision, especially for me. I had been acting as the herdsman for many years, actually since before I went away to college. And I fought that decision tooth and nail. But it got to a point we lost one of our hired men that had been with us, and the labor situation changed.
Mine and help, my God, is on my place. I was milking a couple of hundred cows, and to find somebody the guys I had at first were my age.
Right.
Older, mature white guys, who are now well into their 60s.
Yeah.
And, getting younger people to do some of the stuff there's a whole different philosophy.
Yeah,
we could
especially
get into that.
In the suburban setting. The kids are not brought up in that lifestyle,
and
they don't
know how to work.
They don't understand it, they don't appreciate it, and they don't know how to work. And that's not the same.
So anyway, you got rid of the cows. You buying out of the pool now? Is that what you're doing?
We are. We're buying from the co-op, the same co-op, the DMS, that bought our surplus before, we're now buying. But in reality, the milk is coming from a local guy just about 5 miles up the road, and he has more than enough production to handle our needs.
Isn't that stupid that you have? Well, I mean, just as an aside, the stupidity of you not being able to buy from the guy up the street without going through some federal program.
Exactly.
This is what most people don't understand.
Right.
How much the government gets involved in things and screws them up. The price, you could probably pay him more than what you're paying. If you're paying the pool price to him, then he's not getting anything that's wonderful. He should be, you have a private treaty and just be able to, I just want people who are locavores, the people who buy the consuming end of this, to understand that what Vernon is doing is not easy, even though it ought to be easy. It isn't. And that's because the government gets in and screws this stuff all up.
Yep. There's always strings attached.
All right, let's pause for a moment. We're going to take a couple of moments for important information. Depending on your point of view, not as important for me anyway as listening to Vernon continue, which we will in a moment here, from FreddieHill.com and Freddie's Family Farm in Pennsylvania.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at nasacort.com. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with an observation based on conversations we had earlier in the program, the discussion about organic versus natural versus local. The president last week signed that disastrous federal GMO labeling bill, which with that one stroke of his pen basically put the future of the entire organic movement in danger. This was a sham. This bill, the GMO labeling bill, was basically for Monsanto. The president, in my opinion, has shown his true colors by doing what nobody wanted him to do. The bill is completely against the wishes of the American people. The bill potentially violates several amendments of the Constitution. There is no enforcement provision in the bill at all. It is basically a betrayal to the Organic Trade Association. And you can bet your bottom dollar there are going to be a lot of lawsuits. This does not interest... Understanding, you hear my frustration, because this flies in the face not only of farmers, but of people who are interested in buying good quality food. Why isn't this more of an issue? The president said when he was running for office in 2007... Americans should know what they're buying, and this bill keeps you from understanding or knowing what you're buying. So this is all about bad versus good, and it's just, I mean, what do you do with the information? You just keep that in the back of your mind when you're trying to figure out who to vote for, I guess, as much as anything else. So comments you can send along if you'd like to Doug at DougSteffen.com. All right, 48 past the hour. The American Family Farmer, Vernon Sipe, is here from Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, the FreddieHill.com complex, Freddie's Family Farm Milk. We were talking about ice cream and that sort of thing. I got off on one of my tangents. We got a couple of minutes here, Freddie. When it comes to negotiating permits and stuff with the city for agritourism, how easy or hard was that for you?
Well, we've had various iterations on that. The Fall Fest idea was not, we didn't really do much in the way of permits for that, but when it came time to developing the Golf Center, we went through quite a wrangle. Even though the general public around us was very much in favor, we had a petition going around that had over 700 signatures in support of our venture. And actually, when we got to the township meeting for the final vote to give approval, we were defeated initially.
Really?
And left the room in disgust, and we were very upset. And about 5 minutes later, someone came out of the room and said, "Would you please come back in? Someone has changed their mind." And they actually, the meeting was still had not adjourned, and so it was still a legally open meeting. They revoted. The one supervisor changed his vote, and then we were approved to
he
go forward.
He must have looked around the room at the voters who were in the room. It would be the first time that happened.
First, and I'm not sure it's happened since. And the collective sigh from the group when the first vote was revealed,
I'm betting it was telling,
and I think that may have influenced the one supervisor who did change his mind.
All right, hold on a second. We continue in a moment with Vernon Sipe.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Spend some more time here on the American Family Farmer with someone who's a mainstay of family farming in Pennsylvania, Fred and his son, or the sons actually, Freddie Seip, and Vernon is actually doing the speaking, telling us about the stories here, and I appreciate your time, Vernon. These stories are important for people who are trying to get inspiration, trying to figure out what to do. I'm looking at your website here. You got something for everybody. The golf, what do you do for golf? I thought it was a putt-putt thing, but it looks like you got a driving range.
We do. We have two miniature golf courses, which are, as I described before, are fairly elaborate, similar to those you might see in some North Carolina and South Carolina resort towns, that kind of thing, waterfalls and all that. But we also have a driving range and batting cage for baseball enthusiasts and a pro shop for the golfers that need better equipment, because better equipment always makes a better golfer, you know.
Of course, yes.
I haven't found that to be true personally, but
I don't play, but
that's the sales pitch.
Exactly, right. That is the sales pitch. You're right about that. So in terms of the farm field, do you still have animals? I know you're growing things there. You're selling. Are you selling all that you grow? Are you growing more than you need to for the farm? Are you selling off the farm? Do you bring stuff in from other farms to sell? How does that work?
Well, we sell most of our cropping is field corn, a little bit of hay, and then about 20 acres of pumpkins for our fall festival. And we do grow all that. The corn all goes for cash grain. We don't really have any animals around except for a zoo area. We have a zoo display with some farm animals in little pens. And so that's, you know, part of it, but that's really only, you know, a handful of animals.
Right.
The sweet corn, we used to grow our own sweet corn, and we've been bringing that in because we couldn't keep ahead of the raccoons in the field.
I know.
So we let the other guy take care of the raccoons, and we pay him a little bit more for the sweet corn. And I think the quality is better than what we may have been able to do on our own. But other than that, I mean, that's pretty much what we do as far as field work. Not too many animals anymore since the cows left. And like I said, that was a big decision. But frankly, looking back, with the state of the dairy industry these days, we don't regret that decision at all.
Yeah. Well, the guys like me who just like to have the cows around, I still raise heifers and stuff. I just find it to be pleasing for me. It's settling.
Well,
it's
I do understand that, but
yeah, right, exactly. There's an economic contingent here. All right, how many children now you have? How many children and whose brothers have children? What's going to happen to all the children coming along? In terms of their interest to keep the farm going?
Well, that's a good question, and it's kind of up in the air right now. I mean, Fred, my dad, has quite a few grandchildren. I think there's 18 or 19 of them running around. I have four, and my other brother has three, and my third brother, Bill, that's involved, has actually six kids, and they're varying ages. Most of my kids are grown and moved on to different careers, although there is some interest from one of my sons in investigating at least the potential of coming back home. We don't have a lot of the next generation that has a clear... Unlike the three of us, we knew exactly what we wanted to do and where we wanted to be. The next generation doesn't quite have that clear focus, at least not in terms of coming back to the farm. So the next 10 or 15 years is kind of questionable where we're headed with all that, and none of us are quite ready. Well, we might be ready, but we're not able to retire yet, we'll work that out, and hopefully something will develop, because it would be a shame at the end of it all to, you know, have to give it all up and either and give in anyway. But
after all the work. Right. Just a quick 60-second political question. What do you think about things like the president signing that disastrous GMO labeling bill, the so-called dark bill? What do you have thoughts about things like that?
Well, I do, and I don't know if they're fit for public broadcast or not. But
okay, you said enough.
Yeah. You know, some of these things that happen politically are driven so much by public opinion, and public opinion is not necessarily driven all the time by facts.
Yeah.
Public opinion is driven by emotion.
Ignorance and emotion. Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think we saw that with the BST situation in milk, and I'm not saying yes or no, pro or con. We never did use it.
Yeah.
We were afraid to use it because of the backlash, the potential backlash.
Yeah.
So,
all right, we've learned a lot from you, Vernon. Thank you. Give your father our best. And this program, you'll get a download of it at DougStephan.com. Vernon Seip, who is from the FreddieHill.com and Freddie's Family Farm in Pennsylvania.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.